Each year, Chalk the Block brings more than 40,000 people to downtown El Paso to enjoy a sidewalk chalk art competition, temporary art installations, street performances, live music, and local art and food vendors. This year's Chalk the Block takes place next weekend and includes a fire-breathing dragon, a sad clown lounge singer, and a selfie wall. Here to fill us in on the details is Ben Fife from MCAD. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here again.
I feel like we just did this.
I think we just did this, actually. But I think, full disclosure, you've been a really integral part of Chalk the Block over the years. And I think...
As have you.
Fall means that you and I are kind of joined at the hip in terms of planning and getting things together. So we probably were just together.
I think you're right. And the beauty of this is Chalk the Block in year nine. And we can go back to when it started, when...
Right.
It was hot and there were children crying on the street and we learned a lot about how not to do an event to where we are now.
Yeah, don't put artists on hot sidewalk in the middle of June.
Right, not a good idea. Do it in October.
Right.
People will come. They won't. Artists will not hate you.
Yeah, and they really do turn out. I get really excited about the amount of people and the growth that we've had over the years. To go from a one-day fest with about 12 artists and about 5,000 people coming out to view them. And now at year nine, at 3 days, over 200 artists involved in various ways and over 40,000 people coming out to support them. And I think really support the community and get excited about creativity and the wealth of talent here in El Paso and artists coming in from around the world. It's exciting.
It's really exciting. And I think what keeps them coming back is that no 2 years are the same. So you're never going to see the same thing.
Exactly. I think it's really cool. You know, I hate when I go to a festival or event and you can tell something worked well one time.
And that's just
and it just happens. Man, it's part of the formula. And I really think that, you know, by keeping the art installations changing out year after year and being comfortable to experiment a little with the fest, mm-hmm. I think it really does create a whole new environment every year. And people expect that. And I think it's reflective of what downtown is for the last 9 years.
True.
You know, we were talking in the office today. Another event organizer was lamenting the fact that they were going to be dealing with a successful event this year, and next year they'd have to have a different footprint because of some planned construction downtown. And we were all laughing. We're like, literally, this is almost every year of a very successful event we have had. And it's at a certain point you have to embrace it, and mm-hmm. the community will come out and support you as long as you've got quality events and you're really engaged with how you engage with that community, if that makes sense.
No, it makes perfect sense, which leads me to, let's talk about the temporary art installations, because
sure.
here's really where we bring people from all over the world and locally too,
sure.
to create new and beautiful temporary art pieces.
This year we have artists coming in from Chicago, from Hong Kong. We have a local commission, which I always get excited about, threading local artists in with these visiting artists, and street theater performers coming in from Arizona. So it just runs the full gamut. But mm-hmm. I think really one of the big signature items this year will be Gong Kirin, which is a giant 70-foot fire-breathing dragon sculpture by artist Teddy Low, and that is coming from Hong Kong. It is built over the body of a 1963 Dodge dump truck.
Nice.
And it is animatronic. Viewers can get inside and control that. For me, it's really emblematic of just what Chalk the Block is, which is just art that is completely different than what you're used to seeing. And it's fully formed outside of a gallery setting. And it's just fun and cool.
And I love something about bringing this element of danger to downtown. Oh, we're lighting downtown on fire. Watch out.
Yeah.
For the lawyers.
You know, I always think about, you know, I think with this event and with some of the installations we've done over the years and some of the things that are required, this is definitely the one where when we go through the receipts for the year as a city entity, or we look at some of the things we have procured, this is where you have all these weird items where like, hey, did somebody pay for 300 rubber duckies or something, you know, something like that. But it's like, you know, these things that actually, you know, are required to be part of the installations. So this one is no different. And I think, you know, the element of fire and to watch this thing being set up in downtown is just going to be really fun. We have another, I think, more inspirational piece coming in. Matthew Hoffman, an artist in Chicago, who really has garnered a lot of attention for an installation he did. He has some that are called You Are Beautiful. Mm-hmm. And he also has Go For It. And so we are getting an inflatable Go For It. It's really just sort of inflatable text, but it really is something that's cool. It stops, it completely transforms the area around it, And I think it's really just an inspirational message. And I think, you know, thinking about where we are downtown, where we are as a community, the idea of go for it, I think really makes a lot of sense.
It's a good message for where we are and where we're going.
Yeah, and actually what's great is his invoices and his email address come through as "you are beautiful."
Oh, y'all, thank you.
Yeah, I know. So when you get these, you're like, oh.
You too, Matthew Hoffman. Look forward to seeing you at Chuck the Blog.
You're beautiful too. Yeah. So, but I think it's really fun. You know, you've got Fire Breathing Dragons, you've got something that's a little more inspirational, and then Selfie Wall, which I think is going to be really fun. Local creative firm, two architects who proposed a wall that is really uniquely designed to bounce light in the most flattering and beautiful and interesting ways and create these forms that are then installed. And so people have the perfect opportunity to come and take selfies.
I interviewed Agency for last week's show. So there's also this other part of it, right? Apparently, all the data that we take, every selfie that we take, goes out into this cloud, and it becomes part of the data gathering that then is being used to measure happiness per cities.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, you're taking this beautiful, awesome selfie, but hopefully we'll see a spike in, happiness
in happiness
per capita.
People are going for it. They are beautiful.
Yes. Yes.
No, you know, actually, I think that to me is one of the things that for me is a personal marker of success over the years for Chalk the Block is really looking at the selfies. Mm-hmm. You know, I think when you see for a couple of weeks after Chalk the Block and I go onto, you know, be it Instagram or Facebook or Twitter and looking at what people's profile pictures, their avatars are, a lot of times, you know, my feeds are really fed by pictures of people at Chalk the Block.
No, you're absolutely right. And then a lot of ad hoc photography groups too. This is their weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think for me, it's exciting to know people think what we're doing is really cool. Mm-hmm. They want to be part of it. They want to be associated with it. For me, it's one of the most authentic ways for people to actually say, keep up the good work. We're really excited about what's happening here. We like to come down.
And I want to take a selfie.
I want to take a selfie. And you better do it over the next, you know, 3 days, because after it's gone, it is gone.
I wanted to talk about that mural walk.
Sure.
Because we have a lot of kind of local regional artists taking that spot.
Last year, we actually invited local artist Jam to do a temporary mural on one of the facades for the Museum of Art. It was a really beautiful piece. People got really excited about it. It was great. I think the artist was incredibly excited. It was just a really good experience. And so I think we thought, you know, this would be something really neat to maybe continue and also really look at expanding. And so this year we are doing several temporary murals. It's being curated by Rey and Cristian Cardenas, Los Dos. And so they are collaborating with a series of local artists. They're also bringing in Nani Chacon, who is a nationally recognized street artist from Albuquerque. And so they will be doing these temporary murals on facades on the Museum of Art and also partially on Destination El Paso property. These murals actually are really fun because they take some really boring, mundane, and in some cases, literal beige walls. But they just sort of infuse them with color. They really, once again, I think the idea of taking people and really making them stop and rethink the spaces that they're in. And I think just to see some of the artists that are working, I love any opportunity we can give to local street artists, international street artists, to be able to come out, to do their work, to have it officially sanctioned.
Right.
People get excited about that. You know, I think when we were thinking about Jam last year, he does a lot of, you know, work that has been officially sanctioned before. But, you know, like a lot of street artists, he's also doing stuff where you're working really quick and you're looking over your shoulder. And I think it's really nice for them to be able to sort of come out and have that time to be actually really do a piece in a timely fashion and actually be able to talk to people as they're doing it, have people come out and say how cool it is. Because how many of us have driven by some of these things before and been like, wow, that's awesome.
But who knows how the heck it got there, right?
I wish I knew who did it or how they did it. And so it's really fun to be able to do that. And we're really grateful for partners like Destination El Paso for allowing us to come in and, you know, paint up their beige.
It's funny how fun we've gotten people to expound their boundaries with this event. Little by little, we ask for a little inch and then we take a whole wall.
No, you know, I think too. I mean, at year nine, I think one of the things that is really great is that there is a general expectation, I think, from the community that we're going to do something fun and exciting. There's usually a general expectation from a lot of our partners that we are going to deliver on promises. And I think for a lot of our downtown neighbors, oftentimes there's an expectation that we're going to find ways to thread what they do through the event and vice versa. And how do we involve them? How do we get people to go to local businesses and take advantage of everything and all the energy that's happening downtown?
And it all culminates there at Chalk the Block. It happens next weekend, the 14th, 15th, and 16th. Friday's kind of a soft opening, so people arrive around 6 o'clock.
Yeah, you have your community chalk area, food trucks, installations going, and some chalk artists. But if you really want to come out and experience all the chalk art, it's definitely worth coming back on Saturday when everyone is out in full force.
And it should be noted that artists are working on chalk if you want to see that process.
They start at 10 and they chalk down usually about 2, 2:30. And then we judge from there because this is a competition. It's amazing to be able to see what people are able to do in a really short amount of time in a medium that most of us feel is probably pretty clumsy. I mean, when you think about working with sidewalk chalk, and people do some incredible work.
Yeah, they treat it like paint.
Absolutely. They treat it like paint. They are able to completely manipulate it and do some really fun stuff. And it's cool to be able to see artists working like that together. I love when I see artists running back and forth because they're out of one color and this other person has some of this color, or they made their own chalk
right.
And they're sharing that. It's just a lot of love at Chalk the Block.
Well, don't forget, Chalk the Block happens next week, October 14th through the 16th. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, completely free, unless, of course, you should take some extra money to, you know, maybe there's some artist wares that you want, some food, some rides.
The Kids Zone. Anybody can participate. Bring some cash and support some local artists and some really great local food trucks, local bars and businesses downtown.
Today, my guest has been Ben Fife from MCAD, and we've been talking about Chalk the Block. Thank you so much, Ben.
Thank you.